Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, welcome back to another riveting episode of The Bald and the Beautiful with Trixie Mattel, Katya Zamo, and a wonderfully special guest today. We have got to close that door. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't have to do it. I'm sorry. The incredibly helpful and beautiful Sarah Shower.
Sarah Shower, everybody. Woo!
Hey, guys. Happy to be here.
Do you incorporate a lot of shower puns into your act?
It's not like I want to. They just like kind of come up.
They happen.
My high school nickname was Golden Shower because I was blonde. But a lot of people who called me Golden Shower, like people didn't know that my last name was Shower. So they just thought I was the person who liked being peed on.
Oh, Piss Girl.
Yeah.
Piss Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Lava Girl, but piss.
Do you know the song, Shower the People You Love?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah. Shower the girl in that golden piss, baby.
Someday, though, you're going to be thankful for it. Like, you're going to have a talk show, and it's going to be like, in the shower with Sarah Shower, and it's going to be you just lezzing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Golden Hour with Sarah Shower.
Yeah.
Where you kind of, you know what I mean?
I'm going to do a YouTube video where I recreate Olivia Rodrigo's Sour album, but I'm going to put Shower on my tongue.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to talk about it. She asked to come on my YouTube channel a few months ago. And I was like, I don't know who that is. I just want to do my own thing right
this
now.
This one?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh. He's talking shit about me.
Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia Rodrigo. She asked to come on my channel. And I was like, I don't know who she is.
Extremely famous.
Yeah. Literally 2 weeks later, number one song on the planet. And I was like,
on the planet?
We just had somebody on the pod that neither of us really knew. And it was a weird experience.
So we were like, it was traumatizing.
I don't want to say it was, but it was somebody we didn't really know, and it was just a weird vibe. I was like, oh, I don't want to have people don't know
anymore.
I'll say
it. I mean, he was a nice guy, but so it was. But I was under the impression that somehow he was a fan of us because that stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, cool. I guess, sure. Why not? Very quickly into the interview, we realized he has no idea who we are. And this was set up by PR people, of course.
Yeah.
But I liked him, so at least that was present.
Yeah, you really shouldered the burden on that one. Yeah. I was like out to
lunch. But I don't think he even knew which one was Trixie or Katya.
Is he the guy who does the impressions of like people?
No, he's in a lot of very famous movies like
Scream.
Game of Thrones.
No.
He's in Scream. Have you ever seen Scream?
No.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how... You've never seen any of the Scream movies.
No, I'm too afraid of scary movies.
I'm Meryl Streep right now.
Oh my God.
I almost said Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Louise.
That's wow. Okay. Have you seen any movie?
Shrek. No. Yes, I've seen Shrek. We have Shrek like posters in our house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like cute. They're not ugly.
What's the last movie you watched?
I don't watch a lot of movies. I don't watch a lot of TV.
What do you watch? Do you listen?
The other night I ate weed and rewatched Jennifer's Body and it was still so good.
I've never seen that. I should, because I'm a lesbian.
I haven't either.
You know what? I don't want to act like it's the Godfather.
I love Amanda Seyfried too. I love her.
And Megan Fox turns the fucking party.
She's so hot.
The heavy-handed lesbianism in that movie.
Is it just Dyke City?
Amanda Seyfried. Very nervous, kind of like
meek.
Pretty good girl. And then her friend is the hot Megan. Let's go to a bar and have drinks and like party slut.
Yeah.
And she obviously, the subtext is like she's in love with her best friend. She
yeah.
wants to be
yeah.
lesbian with her.
Yeah.
And then her friend turns demonically evil. She has to kill her.
So she eats, does she eat people and then?
She eats men and becomes like invincible for a few weeks until she has to feed again.
So she's like kind of a vampire-ish
yeah,
character.
She gets sacrificed.
Oh, wait, work.
Does she suck their blood or just eat them?
Eats them.
Whole?
Like scenes of men cut open and her pooling their blood.
Oh, that's great.
And then the next day she has like a lighter up to her tongue and it's not burning. And she's like, I'm a god. It's so hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like PCP. Sarah,
this is for your YouTube channel. Okay. You watch it and then you talk about it.
But I don't know how to. Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Is it, you know, Pieces of Jennifer's Body, that whole song? Is that in some way, is it based off? Okay.
The whole song? Do you know the band Hole?
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
I don't know. I only listen to like pop music because like my brain doesn't like register anything else.
I only started listening to Hole like a year now.
Is Hole pop?
No, it was sort of.
Alternative.
Do you know who Courtney Love is?
Yes.
Okay. Courtney Love's band, female fronted rock band called Hole.
Okay.
And their album Live Through This
is absolutely just 90s fantastic.
Female angst.
She's the lady who killed that guy.
No. No.
JFK.
No. She was on the grassy. No.
People, I will say, the media hypothesizes that.
Okay. There is a conspiracy theory about how, but.
She was with Kurt Cobain, who passed away from drugs.
And I recently saw her at Starbucks.
Yeah, she's, if you ever just go back, listen to like Hole's Celebrity Skin album.
Live Through This. Violet, the song. I mean, it's such a, iconic.
Mm-hmm. When did I become the age where I'm like, I remember being, are you 24?
I'm 26.
26. I remember being early 20s and having old gay men be like, what do you mean you haven't seen?
My Fair Lady. Exactly.
And I was like, no, Boulevard. Mary. Yeah, and now I'm that person already.
No, I'm just like uneducated. Like, it's like I don't listen or watch anything. It's like, it's not you, it's me.
And if you haven't listened to Hole, you're uneducated.
I am.
And you're a bitch.
Yeah, I didn't finish college.
You should die. I'm happy you guys are here together because we have always said that Brittany and Sarah...
Yeah.
You are the Sarah in this scenario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, thank you. And I'm sorry.
It's fine. Yeah. No, I feel that because I'm the older one. And like, but the thing is like, I'm non-binary, but like when people who are perceived as women age a lot faster than like men.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically 60 for, yeah.
Since
I'm non-binary, I'm not actually a woman.
Okay.
So I am perceived as a woman though.
Gotcha.
Right.
And if I'm perceived as a woman, like people think I'm like 60 years old.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Totally. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
I mean, Michael Douglas is 115, but people still think he's 60.
Catherine Zeta, who's 12.
12. Yeah.
I can't stop telling you this all the time. I just think Sarah is so beautiful. Whenever you're here, I just can't stop looking at you.
Yeah. You have a perfectly shaped face.
No, it's so round.
But, well, it's
like,
okay.
It's so, like if you folded it hamburger, like it would be like my forehead is like the same like size as like my lower face.
Or you could say Fabergé egg.
Symmetrical,
it's
Sarah.
It's just the use of a metaphor or whatever.
Fabergé
egg is an expensive Russian collectible antique.
Okay. I was thinking.
Super sought after. Gorgeous to look at. Rare. Beautiful. You say hamburger. And stunning.
I was thinking Easter egg candy. Like you hold me in your hand long enough, I'll melt.
Well, that's I think we've got self-esteem issues.
That's also true.
I have poor self-image.
You guys are always people, and people always comment that you guys are the...
Oh, really?
Because you guys are both, you know, hardened.
Yeah, grizzled, ornery.
Grizzled, mean, dark-sided. Although, honestly, we have a similar deadpan.
You deadpan.
Yes. Style.
Yeah.
I'm very, very deadpan. I would say Brittany's more animated, but I wouldn't... You're not.
She's a screamer.
Yes, she is.
She's a screamer.
How do you live with that person?
Well, she like we're on opposite schedules. She wakes up in the middle of the night and like basically drug myself to go to sleep because like I can't sleep. I've considered like roofying myself to go to sleep.
You could.
Yeah, because I just
propofol.
Have like
propofol. Yeah,
the Michael Jackson. A doctor would put him to sleep intravenously every night.
Oh.
Isn't that fucking insane?
I love it. I think it's chic. Very LA.
It's certainly very expensive.
Very LA. Honey, at 7 p.m. I have dinner and the doctor comes over and I'm out like a light.
Sedates me.
One episode of Murder, She Wrote and I am gone, honey.
Oh my God. Literally an anesthesiologist puts him to bed. Yeah. Or dead. Dead. Yeah. He's dead.
Why don't you sleep?
I have ADHD, so it's very hard for me to sleep.
Okay.
Just to lay still even.
So
I can't like sit still for like even that long.
When did that manifest, ADHD? Was it, did you get diagnosed?
Got diagnosed. It was like in high school.
Yeah.
But my parents didn't want to like diagnose because my mom's a doctor, but she doesn't like believe that any of us are like mentally ill.
Work.
So I had to wait until college to get like formally diagnosed, but it explains a lot.
What kind of doctor is she?
She's an advanced trauma life support doctor.
An advanced trauma life support.
Like ER doctor.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So like Terry Schiavo.
People like fresh physical trauma.
Yeah. She used to be in the military. So like she's seen a lot, but then she like retired and now she's doing civilian stuff. And she's like, it's just, everyone just has diabetes now.
Oh.
Because she was used to people getting shot.
Oh. Wow. So she's like, y'all flops don't know what the real pain
is. She was like, it's kind of boring because people are just dying.
Oh.
And what's your mom's name?
I can't. If I say like she describes her patients as boring for having diabetes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Does she ever come home and you're like, I mean, I would think with a job like that, there's some days we're like crickets and some days you're like, oh, I really worked for the money today.
Yeah, I reattached 14 legs on a school bus. Yeah.
I blocked out most of my childhood, but she is an amputee. She got part of her foot crushed off. And she was like hobbling around in the desert and she was in so much pain. Like she laughs when she's in pain. So like she was just like lost in the middle of the desert in the Middle East. And like her foot had been like partially crushed off and she's laughing. And then like a Humvee pulls up and they're just like, hey, what's wrong with
Bobby.
You?
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Ken. Sure, Ken. And that's how the band Aqua started.
I'm a Barbie girl with a crushed up foot.
So now I don't think that you're her. I think your mom is her.
Yeah.
Totally.
Ambling through the desert.
Well, I was giggling because I couldn't see the foot. And I thought, where'd it go? Hi.
Yeah. So you guys are on opposite schedules, you and Brittany, because Brittany's the 4 a.m. on the toilet. Two camera with no makeup on, being like,
The TikTok from the unflattering angle,
yeah.
Can we take a break?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mama.
Oh, the door. Sorry. I was just letting it air out in here. Sarah works here now. Thank you, Sarah, the door woman.
Unpaid intern.
Yeah. Unpaid
featured
intern.
Guest.
Well, you know that me, her, and Brittany are a content house because they live two blocks away.
The TikTok house.
We're a TikTok house.
You're a TikTok block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the TikToks of the women? Did you see the TikTok of the old woman changing all the outfits and the clothes are like flying across the room? When I said that's you on TikTok. Have you seen it?
No.
I don't watch. I can't watch TikToks anymore. I can't. I don't have the emotional bandwidth.
I don't either.
I just do Duolingo and that's it.
Dula Peep. I do Dula Peep.
Apparently. Dula Peep. Was on TikTok. With coronavirus.
You just watch Duolingo?
No, I do it.
Oh, okay.
Obsessed. Obsessed. $10 a month. I've been trying to get an endorsement. They're not interested.
Oh, really?
But they sent me free swag like I give a shit. Well, no, I do. Thank you. Thank you. but like, I mean, I have a shirt, two shirts that I can wear to the gym.
Uh-huh.
But you got to do it. $10 a month. It's actually free with ads. But if you can eschew the ads with $10 a month, any fucking language you want to learn, bitch. I'm talking any language.
Pig Latin.
Even Navajo, endangered languages. Yes. And High Valyrian from Game of Thrones. Fake languages.
Are you serious?
100%.
I wonder if they have Ojibwe.
Andrew Yang, the campaign, she's trying to run for mayor. I'm not interested.
okay, we're taping this during Pride Month. Yeah. I have to ask, what is your relationship with Pride Month? Do you live?
Are you living for the girls?
No, because I kind of want to say something. You're hosting YouTube Pride.
Yeah.
I use hashtag lesbian in my most recent video, and my views got cut in half. So thank you.
Not very proud,
why?
Is that?
I don't know, but like I use hashtag lesbian couple, and it didn't notify any of my subscribers. Like, I think it, like, I can't watch it if you're under 18. So I'm just like, it's
lesbians,
not, it's not porn. It's just me and my partner.
It is.
No,
lesbians.
Your partner is very attractive. Everything you do together is porn. I'm sorry.
It's not porn to you, but you know, Jack and Jill are at home beating the turnip. You know what I mean?
What's your partner's name?
Emily.
Emily. Mm-hmm. I saw she.
They.
They. I saw a video with Emily and you, and she had a mustache on.
Uh-huh. You just
the
said
vapors.
She
looked hot. The vapors. It looks so hot. Yes.
The vapors.
Every time I see really chic, cute, like lesbian women in adorable, like boy haircuts and boy clothing, I'm like, what the fuck am I here?
I know.
No, really?
I know. Because especially, it's often that the hair is,
the haircut's immaculate.
Gorgeous head and hair with a perfect hairline and
it's almost too far.
Sickening fade. Yeah, like amazing. Yeah.
Gorgeous, stunning, like.
Cameron Esposito always has like this incredible coif that's just so. And
is this how straight women feel when they're like, when I see you in drag, I just feel like, you know what I mean?
Wait.
But you know when women are like, your boobs are bigger than mine. I'm like,
I can't believe you're more gorgeous than I am. And I'm a real girl.
Your makeup is better than mine. I'm like, it is.
Yeah, but
it
also, really like, call me in 4 hours.
Yeah.
When it's the Crypt Keeper.
Emily has like massive boobies. It's insane because they wear like a binder and stuff. And like the only time, I don't know, I'm like femme and they're like mask. And every time like I see them naked, I'm like, holy shit, your knockers are massive. It's insane. Is that what you're saying? Like, you know, when you see someone.
I didn't go straight to your girlfriend's knockers.
Oh,
but
I was thinking.
Glad you
we weren't talking about jugs, but.
Your boobs are bigger than mine is what you said.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like sometimes women will be like, your boobs are bigger than mine. Is that what I'm saying when I'm going, oh my God, her men's outfit and haircut. I can't even compete.
He's saying you're more of a cute guy than I am.
Than I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your partner's very beautiful.
Yeah. No, I love when
They're
Emily wears like.
Boobs, Ed. Do you know what that's from?
No.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm
stupid.
Erin Brockovich?
No.
It's a Julia Roberts movie.
I've heard of it.
Do you know who Julia Roberts is?
Julia Roberts is the Emma Roberts' aunt. No, I know who Julia Roberts is. She's in Pretty Woman.
There you go. Beautiful lady. She's a beautiful lady.
Yeah,
she's a beautiful lady.
Beautiful lady.
She's an attractive girl.
Yeah, stunning diva.
No, yeah. So my partner wears like a lot of mustaches and like beards, but they're all mascara. So like if we want to kiss or something or other stuff, it has to be waterproof.
Because
then it's just
they're
like
drawn on.
I wore a mustache to Katya's birthday, and I felt so gorgeous.
Sleeper hit of the season.
I felt so gorgeous.
Burned the runway.
I wish I had a mustache all the time.
Also, there's incredible photographs from that night, professionally taken and paid for. And there's one of us in the bathroom when I'm fixing your corset, and your butt looks incredible
from the side. I know which picture. I didn't share it because I was afraid of cancellation.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Did your ass?
No, it looks, I mean, it's a great photograph because it's you, me, and Orville, and yeah. It's like, what the candid fuck is going on moment. Here?
I'm in this like Mr. Slave lingerie set, like this.
A bunny, house bunny with a mustache.
Yeah, and he's in a friar tuck wig.
Fully sweated through my gray shirt, drenched.
Tying my corset, and then Orville staring at us.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful.
Why would you get canceled for that?
Because well, everybody was vaccinated, but it was like a month ago.
It was a large gathering.
Oh, just say it was like last weekend.
No, it was a birthday, so
you can lie to people.
Well, it happened.
Look at that camera and tell them that you lied. You're a liar.
Yeah, I love lying to people.
Yeah, how about this? Sorry, I think there was a misunderstanding. That event that happened a month ago actually occurred 2 months in the future.
Yeah, it was 16 years ago. No, I did look. I looked incredible.
You look so good, and nobody recognized you.
Nobody, but now I'm like, it's never gonna happen. But I'm like, in a parallel life, I was some sort of person on a go-go box and with a muscle boy in women's lingerie.
Yeah,
like that guy who was at the party who was in the little dress.
Oh,
what's his name?
Austin. Oh, David Mason.
Oh my God, I've never seen a big.
He's a Tom of Finland. Tom of Finland
wearing like slutty female clothes.
Yeah, it was so fierce. And there was three of them actually. There was Austin Avery and Porphy, they're two porn stars. Yeah. And they.
But that's how I feel about the girls in boy clothes too. Yeah. And like girls in mustaches. I'm like, work, bitch. Especially if it's like, I mean, your girlfriend has a beautiful face and then it's just this mustache drawn on with pencil.
Yeah.
Like a John Waters mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
I love it.
Have you seen Just One of the Guys? And if not, you've got to go see it.
You know I haven't.
I know.
What's your favorite movie?
The one with the dinosaurs who are-
Jurassic Park?
Land Before Time.
Oh.
Is that a movie?
It's a cartoon?
Never mind.
How about live action?
It's an animated film.
Oh, wait, no. I haven't seen that.
What about actors and live action? Any live action movies?
I can't remember people.
I'll give you a minute.
Like, off the top
of my
head.
No, not people, just the movies. We'll wait. We've got all the time in the world.
Well, you know, let's just go down that road. Have you seen Clueless?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Have you seen Clue?
Yes, the original with the
Yeah.
I have seen that.
Oh, you're doing great.
You're ahead of the curve.
A lot worse.
Have you seen Citizen Kane?
Like in like film class in like college.
Incredible. I haven't either. I don't want to either.
That was a great podcast.
Oh, I know.
Which movies have you seen? You seen Jawbreaker?
No.
Witches of Eastwick?
Is that the one with Vanessa Hudgens and there's like all on spring break?
No,
that's Spring Breakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Oh.
Jawbreaker is
Vanessa fucking Hudgens.
I know. I wish.
The Princess Switch. I 15.
It's Rose McGowan. Uh-huh. Rebecca Gayhart. It's Judy three girls. Greer. They kidnap their best friend on her birthday, and they gag her with a jawbreaker as a joke, and she chokes on it and dies, and they have to hide it.
Oh.
It's a dark teen comedy.
It's Heather-esque. Have you seen Heather's? I feel like you'd love it.
Yeah, the one with the lady from Stranger Things.
Winona Ryder.
Yes, she stole things.
Wow, this is why it's so. I mean, boomer
okay,
alert,
boomer
alert. But I just, it's funny how you have different references because 25 years younger than me.
But the thing is, it's like my brain doesn't work. Like it's not like if a normal person would be able to answer these questions, I just can't remember people's names off the top of my head.
No, there's no such thing as a normal person, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
You know.
Came in this house with a full head of hair, a beautiful bead of makeup on.
Perfectly winged eyeliner. Old. Yeah. You said you're old, you're irrelevant, you're ugly, you're disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me
$300.
Here's your Postmates.
This is the Bald and the Beautiful. We normally ask this question at the end. Mm. We forgot to ask Jeff this. When did you know you were beautiful?
I feel like that's an appropriate response to
Let
that
me
question.
Ask this. When did you ever first, do you remember when you first looked in the mirror and you were like, okay.
Okay, so I was really hot in high school, and I was also really hot in college. I think in college is like when I got like the top sorority is when I realized I was like hot. But then like everything went downhill when I gained weight and started everything, like drinking and smoking and drugs.
Right.
You are not a great big, but we're not going to go down that road.
You smoking cigarettes nowadays?
I like to, but not like.
Yeah, baby, let's smoke them.
The teeth... Like my
teeth. We're actually here to smoke.
Yeah,
I can do. We're gonna
take a cigarette break,
baby.
You're
just here to smoke.
Yeah,
but my teeth in the back rotted, so I had to get them all pulled. And so
from smoking?
Yeah.
No, not just smoking. Other things.
Grinding my teeth.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look at all these back teeth still there.
I mean, this is an anomaly though.
Yeah, medical mystery. This person however, it's the fluoride in the Marlboro water public water system.
In Massachusetts?
Oh yeah.
Work.
Lovely tap water. Kept these. Oh. No, so your teeth fell out, all of them.
They didn't fall out. Like, okay, so it was gross because I started to, like, you know when you have like dead teeth and they smell? I burped and it was like almost like disgusting.
Necrosis.
This is the Mrs. Disgusting I was talking about. Remember?
Oh, the teacher with the
dead teeth.
Yeah, dead teeth.
Sometimes dead is better. But it is a fetid.
Mm-hmm.
It is a death smell.
Yeah, it's like, it is like rotted.
It's like a gray mist comes from mm-hmm. the mouth.
And so when I moved to like Los Angeles, I wanted to like be a lesbian. And so I couldn't make out with people if I had like dead people in my mouth. So I had to get all of them pulled. And it took so long. It was like 15 like dentist visits. And they kept like pulling teeth or like filling things in. Or my retainer fell out and it was like stabbing into my gum and it like grew into my tooth. And so I had to get that like surgically removed.
So, okay. So when they pull out a tooth, they yank it out.
Yeah.
Do they replace it with a kind of a bookmark, or do you get an implant? Or
yeah, what? The ones in the back are like fake
implants.
Yes.
Okay.
You're getting implants.
Yes.
Those are expensive.
They are.
Yeah. Almost $2,000. I mean, I don't want to call you. They're $2,000 a pop, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to tell your business. You recently got the cool sculpt on the neck.
I did.
Talk about it.
Oh my God. Okay. So I like didn't think it did anything because I still have this. But like last year, I was like my face was so round, and then they like froze the fat on my neck.
With what?
It was like just.
A freeze ray. Freeze.
Yeah, it's like a freeze.
What the fuck do you think? Bags of frozen peas.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Batman and Robin.
With a neck brace.
It's like a freeze. I don't know. It looks like a back massager, but it freezes it. And then they switch it on the other side. They strap it to your face for an hour. And then the most painful part is that when it's all frozen, the lady comes in and she massages it. And it feels like someone's stabbing you in the neck. But like all the like the fat basically went away after like 6 weeks. And I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to have a fucking incredible jawline.
I want this cool sculpt.
Do it.
I am very.
I can't live like this anymore.
Get the bag, sis. I'm. That's fascinating. I'm deeply suspicious of those kinds of procedures.
It freezes the fat cells and they die, and your body excretes it. Basically,
but fat cells don't. They shrink, but you know what I mean. Like they don't. They shrink or they expand. They don't really.
Yeah, but you can flush out the number of them that you have.
Yeah, it's like when you get like frostbite in your foot, like the toes actually die.
Oh, we're so, just dying neck.
Yeah,
she's dying. The fat in your neck, dies.
Sarah woke up and looked in the mirror and said, I'm going to be hot and my neck is going to be dead.
Dead neck, bitch.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah.
May I ask how much that cost? You can say it off the air if you want.
Like $2,000?
$2,000.
But her high school reunion is coming up in 2 years. She's going to go in there.
It's actually next year.
This big. The neck this big.
She's like. Clock the profile. Clock the job.
Next year.
I graduated in 2012. Okay. High school.
So you're gonna go in there. You're gonna let the children have it.
Mm-hmm.
Without saying a word.
Do you know you're famous now?
Some might. There's only one person I would want to actually like meet at my high school reunion because like they're like Twitter famous now, but like I don't know anyone else.
Meet them in the parking lot and then go home. Trust me.
I was supposed to go to my high school reunion. I missed it, so I'm very envious of you to be able to go and let those whores have it. What is the look? Full hair and makeup.
Look like a raging lesbian and like super successful. Extensions.
Extensions for sure.
Briefcase.
No chin.
No.
Yeah.
Going the most Los Angeles they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Briefcase. Super tan.
Oh, get your neck done 6 more times. I want your neck to look at your wrist.
Get my eyes dilated.
A toothpick balancing on like with a...
Yeah. Eyes dilated.
Yeah, just have those like big like glasses on.
Eyes dilated. Yes, brows glued down. Drunk.
Yeah.
Huge teeth,
lips.
White, huge
double
teeth.
Double stack veneers. And then corset and just walk in and go. And like no one will notice, but I want you to enter like Drag Race and pause and say a catchphrase. And people are like, what the fuck is going on? But like, hi everyone, still a les. Or like, I don't know.
I don't,
Is les offensive?
No. I don't
Short for lesbian.
I love the hey Les.
Hey Les, I love it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm 60 years old and...
Is that your...
Just a statement.
Basically, we're asking for you to speak on behalf of the entire Women Who Love Women community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let us know if it's okay to say Les.
On behalf of all Gen Z queer identifying people, is it okay for me to say Les?
No, kidding. As a millennial, I like to speak for Gen Z.
Yeah.
Are you a millennial?
Yeah, I was 94.
Shit, I am too.
I'm the last millennial.
Well, we're as young as she is.
Yeah.
Of course, apparently.
But you're a geriatric millennial.
I'm an old millennial.
Yeah.
I'm the
tree people of the millennials.
Your grandmother Willow.
Grandmother Willow.
I'm Whistler's mother. Yeah.
Totally.
I am a millennial because I was born in 82. I'm not a boomer. What comes after that?
Oh. Gen X.
That's why Winona Ryder.
This is going to sound really stupid, but I remember, like, I say Grandmother Willow, when you followed me on Twitter was a couple years ago, and I said I'm turning 25 and I'm going to disappear into the wood and braid my skin into the bark of a tree and become Grandmother Willow. And that was the tweet that you liked and then followed me for.
Yeah, because I love that.
And that's exactly what she did.
I mean,
like, thanks for the suggestion.
That's why that makes sense now that you would think that we're similar, because that's very, mm-hmm. yeah, like, oh yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
But I will do that too.
I would believe you were 18 years old.
Thank you.
Don't you think she's kind of baby face? I think you could be
kind of. You have this like perfectly beautiful like Fabergé egg face.
Yeah. And Sarah came on the channel and she did a self-care video where she had no makeup on, and it's
so brave.
Beautiful story.
So brave.
Question, do you miss Vine?
No, I don't. Cause it was like, I don't know. It was like just 6 seconds and everyone kind of like left towards the end.
Fucking sick. I thought it was seven.
No, it was six.
Six?
Yeah.
What's the formula?
Just like a punchline.
The only thing I liked about Vine is it did produce so many like sound bites that I think of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Yay. Remember that one?
No.
Oh,
I was thinking like Free Shivakadu.
Free Shivakadu, of course.
What's that? What's Free Shivakadu?
Someone read this like sign. It says like fresh avocado. And he was like, Free Shivakadu.
Free Shivakadu. Also, Road Work Ahead.
I sure hope it does.
That's good.
That is good. You're ugly. You're disgusting. That could have been a Vine.
Yes. The guy. The clarinet on the stripper pole.
Oh, I was thinking the guy who's like, I'm a cowboy, baby.
So these
are memes.
Yes.
They're probably decade-old Vine.
Proto-memes.
It actually would be kind of cool if like Duolingo did like memes, you know? So you learned like how to say Free Shivakadu in Spanish.
They do.
Oh.
You got to download the app. It's $10 a month. Could save your life, Sarah. Trixie, what's wrong? I'm just kidding.
If you were going to learn a new language, what would you learn?
You wake up tomorrow fluent, like
German.
A native. Good, yeah.
Sorry. Spanish, America's first language.
And I think German is just so fun, and my parents speak German.
German is so fun?
Well, you know like when your parents don't teach you like the language that they speak?
Yeah, but I understand that would be like, why didn't... Now I'm mad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents could have just given you that for free while your brain was so mushy.
For free.
Oh my God, isn't it crazy how like babies' heads, you can like shape them?
Fontanelles, mama. Soft spots in the skulls.
I'm so mad they didn't give me like an amazing jawline. You could have just like clamped it.
This is great. They didn't teach you German. They didn't fuck with your head. What did they do?
Neglected me.
Damn.
You have a superpower tomorrow. Teleportation, telekinesis, or telepathy. Which one would you do?
Telekinesis is the thing you can pick
up. You can move stuff with your mind.
Probably teleportation, because I steal a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, bank robber.
Stealing.
Yeah.
By the way, I bet you'd use it to go two blocks to Pavilions.
Yeah.
Grab a gallon of milk and get out.
And then steal at Pavilions.
Yeah. Go to France. No, I'm just gonna go to the grocery store.
I'm gonna liquor store. You've been really open on your channel and everything about like therapy and stuff. How have people been bullying you online?
It's just like I don't know. Have people been bullying me? No, they're just annoying. They're like purposefully obtuse, you know? You could say the most like, I don't know, you could talk about your life experiences and they're like, this is a great take. And then they give their input as if it's like a hypothetical situation. And that's what pisses me off.
Say that again. So
like, since like the teenagers online only learn about like LGBTQ stuff through like Tumblr and stuff, they don't have any real life experiences.
Gotcha.
So whenever any actual gay person talks about their experiences, they're like, this is a great take. As if you're like
living critical theory or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's patronizing and annoying.
And it's just like, if you're not a dude, people talk to you like the dumbest person in the entire world.
Right.
Yeah.
The shit that fucking women and that they get onto, I mean.
On the internet especially.
Just any woman who ever just like presents a fact, presents an opinion or some kind of piece of data is immediately discounted and challenged. Like it could be literally a Nobel Prize winning physicist. Mm-hmm. And some dude would be like, well, actually, it's like,
yeah.
Crazy is that, like, so I don't do like body positivity stuff. I just do like jokes or like talk about like serious topics. And they're like, I love seeing my body type represented. I was like, why the fuck do you need that? Have you ever said that to a male comedian before in your life?
Yeah.
If they're like doing like a stand-up set, I love seeing my body type represented. It's like, do you have, like when we say we need represent like more women in STEM, we don't need like more fat women in STEM. We need more women in STEM. Imagine going to like a scientist and being like, I love seeing my body type represented in the chemical lab. It's like, no, yeah. There's just, what are you doing?
Well, I also like, I mean, for me as a gay person too, like I don't need it to be gay. Something can be the other in a situation on TV, mm-hmm. and I can make the connection. I can fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
I see the X-Men and I see myself.
Yeah.
I don't need it to be a white Native American bald gay man who does drag for me to be like, finally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, cause good luck, because you're never going to get it.
Yeah, yeah. Like a little empathy goes a long way.
Or identification. You can kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's funny. I love the whole like, I love those like, the bravery of being public.
You're so brave. Oh my God. When I don't wear makeup, my YouTube comments, since I have like such a dark under eye circles, they're like, you're so brave for looking like that in public.
What and an I'm inspiration.
Like, I'm going to kill myself.
even the shit you, I do.
I like add another name to my suicide note. You are in the intro paragraph of my suicide note.
Yeah. Was it dear, what is the suicide show? 13
Dear Evan Hansen?
13 Reasons. Oh,
no. He's the 14th reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are the
Dear Evan, 14 Wait, Reasons, Hansen,
the,
Love, Simon.
Was it 13 Reasons that the person committed suicide? That's what the show is about?
Yes.
I only know it because, what's his name? Dylan Minnette? There's like the main guy and he's in the band Wallows and I love that band.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And then I saw him in a commercial. I was like, is that the guy from Wallows? And I was like, oh, he's apparently a famous actor.
Is he a gay?
No, he's not gay.
Okay. Well, he's brave anyway.
Can you accept that?
No. Oh, man. What's your favorite color?
Jesus fuck.
I love a lull. I love a lull in conversation.
I love
somebody I can be comfortable around, Sarah. By the way, Sarah, when you said we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, did you mean Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, they're the same thing in my head.
Yeah, we went to Dave and Buster's and it was so fun.
I'm sure it was. Actually, me, you, the three of us, and Brittany, that was my first meal out in over a year at a restaurant at
Rocco's. Yeah.
Yeah. First meal at a restaurant in over a year. It was thrilling.
What?
Rocco's food is good.
I wanted to shove that pizza up my ass.
I know.
I did.
I almost ate it when I shit out of the toilet the next day. Actually,
we're going to take
a break.
We're taking a break.
I did.
Can we take a break?
Yeah.
We're taking a break.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation. An innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Great hip mobility, honey. You've been doing Tae Bo.
Thank you. Oh, remember Tybo commercials? She's
not gonna remember that. I remember Tybo classes.
With the man, what was his
Billy
name?
Billy Blanks. Yeah.
There was an exercise routine or like an exercise video.
It was a fad. It was a fad, yeah.
Yeah, and it was about like faux martial arts.
Aerobics and martial arts, essentially.
Tybo is faux martial arts.
It was like boxing, Richard Simmons boxing, kind of, yeah.
Do you have a pepper spray?
No, but I have a taser.
Fierce. Ooh. I have one too, and I'm so scared of it.
I love walking down the street and like just like setting it off.
Have you ever
tased anyone?
Yeah.
No.
Do you feel like Selena Kyle when you have it on?
You mean the singer that got shot by?
No.
I'm talking about Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns.
Hairspray.
Do you like the movie Hairspray?
Yeah.
Hairspray's lit. That movie's great. I mean, I wouldn't say John Travolta's my favorite thing in that movie, but the costuming and wiggery in that movie is amazing.
No, yeah. I love like identifying famous celebrities by like the CSI episode they were on.
Yes. Oh, totally.
It could be like Tom Hanks. I was like, oh my God, you were on like Law and Order SVU, right?
Or like,
and they're
just the American Express commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
One time one of my friends ran into Reba McEntire and he was like, oh my God, you were in Tremors. And she goes, she was like, thank you. So you're the only person who ever recognized me from that. So thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Was like humored that he wasn't like, oh, you're Reba.
Right.
You were in Tremors.
Well, it's a deep cut.
Yeah. What would you say your Tremors is?
Yeah.
I'm not like famous, but like, so like I've been like recognized a lot, but like one time this girl came up to me and she was like, oh my God. And I was like, Vine. And she was like, you fell off the treadmill at the gym. And I was like, yes, I did. Cause the power shut off and like, I couldn't see anything and I fell. And I was like, you're like the only person who knows me from that. It's not even like something that was filmed. I just
love that. That's
so
great.
She saw you fall off a treadmill at the gym.
In real life.
But it was like years earlier. And so I thought she was about to be like, you're from Vine. She's like, you fell off the treadmill when the power shut off. And I was like,
oh
yes,
my God,
I did.
That would be like if someone came up to me like, oh my God, you were misgendered in Mrs. Charles' fourth grade class. That is sickening. I love that. That's a great, refreshing kind of encounter.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have a driver's license?
I do. It's from South Carolina, though.
Do they have the same rules?
Yeah, you can still drive with it.
Can you pull more than 6 axles? Do you know what I mean? Class C.
Yeah, I can drive lumber around and a motorcycle.
What's your favorite car? Dream car?
The
Batmobile.
I don't know.
Ford F-150?
Sure. I drive a Dodge Charger, so I look like a cop. It's like an old cop car.
Oh, Charger. Yes, it's a Dodge hot muscle car.
That's like a chase people down the street and kill them
car.
That's
a hot car.
Yeah. But it's like everyone like slows down around me. My registration is so expired that it's the color of next year's registration. So like whenever someone gets behind me, it's like it's from a registration from 2017 and it's green and the 2022 is green. And now I'm like, it looks like I'm ahead of the game. Yeah.
Yes. A broken clock is right twice a day.
Totally. You've really waited it out.
Yeah.
That's a really smart technique. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait it out and you'll be right. Yeah.
Celebrity crush.
Every 6 years. I don't know people's names. I don't know. You? Who's your celebrity crush?
Thank you. Oh, you didn't say me.
No.
Oh, you were saying I should say mine.
Yeah. No, you guys are hot.
Donna Karen.
I don't know. I don't. It's always like a fleeting thing. I don't know people's names either. I watched the newest Saw movie,
Spiral.
Chris Rock.
Any good?
And
I was going to go to the movies. I'm glad I didn't see it.
Like embarrassing. I was like, Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Rock are in this. It's this bad.
And he produced it.
Is he the Saw guy?
No, he's like the cop who's like the main character. And it's just bad.
I'm so done with cops. I was addicted to Mare of Easttown and it, you know, it's like a small town detective. Enough with the cops. Enough with the mythology of cops. Let's move on to something else.
Do something else. Do my brows.
Anything. Construction worker. Mm-hmm. But anything. Anything.
People love cop shit though.
It's the mythology. It's a huge myth. It won't go away.
But is being a cop anything like being a cop is portrayed as in television?
It's tons of paperwork. It's tons of bureaucracy. It's beating people of color. And it's like boring and violent and horrible.
A lot of heart disease.
Yes. Yeah.
I asked my brother. My brother went to a police academy after he was
convicted of murder.
No, he was in the army.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, and I was like, are people who go to be cops all racist? He goes,
A lot of them, yeah. And he goes, a lot of them just want that job because they just want a gun and they want to feel like they're in charge of things. He was like, I went to cop school with a lot of shitty people.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's like nurses.
And I thought he was going to tell me like, no, they're not all like that. He was like, oh no, they are.
Yeah, you think nurses are fucking angels?
Nurses are the like the female like cops, you know, because they have like power, you know, over people and they want to be depended upon, but they just like abuse it. Like nurses are like, it's like the worst profession for like people get like treated like shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom's a nurse. I know.
And she's a
fucking cunt.
She's been bitch. Beaten.
She invented the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but she's doc. Well, back in the day was you were a nurse or a teacher if you're a woman. My aunt was a teacher. My mom is a nurse. You had two options. Mm-hmm. You know, it was 1875.
People hadn't invented drag yet.
Yeah. One last question. Oh.
Oh yeah.
If you were stranded on a desert island and you could only watch one porno on a rickety laptop for the rest of your life, which would it be? You don't have to describe a particular one, but maybe a setup.
There is this like homemade like lesbian porn that I keep returning back to. Yeah. It's just this girl eating her girlfriend's like pussy. I was gonna say
Fly Away Home.
What?
I've seen it.
Well, no, it's just you can tell it was like shot like on their phone because it's vertical. And then there's like black lots on the sides of the forehead. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, this is great. This is nice. It's just because the audio is way too loud and it's like really like you can like immerse yourself
you drop in.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was going to say Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, God.
I told people that I was in that video and now I can't escape it. I was five when it was filmed. But
there
like,
there are two videos that I wish I had not seen. That's one of them.
What's the other?
I'm not going to say it because I don't
the guy getting fucked by the horse?
The jar.
There's three videos. Yes. Now there's three, and yes, those are all the ones. Yeah,
you seen the jar one?
I haven't, but I.
The guy squats on a jar, and the jar breaks in his ass, and you just see so much blood come out.
Oh. You see drips, and then you see.
Shit.
Here's my Drag Race audition. And I got it. Well, I got it. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thank
today.
You for having me.
You are a woman of grace. Oh, not a woman. Sorry.
Can you let the children look in their little eyeballs here and let them know exactly where they can find you?
You can find me on YouTube as Sarah Shower or TikTok or Twitter or Instagram, all Sarah Shower. Mm. It's just shit posting and it's not good. None of it is good.
No, it's excellent.
It's incredible.
No, you could definitely like look at my Twitter and diagnose me with BPD like immediately.
If TikTok borderline personality
yes.
disorder.
If TikTok was more like your TikToks, I would like it.
Just disturbed.
Funny.
Funny.
Funny. Mm-hmm. Witty. Inviting.
Thank you.
Thoughtful. Oh, provoking. God. Clever.
I loved you gorgeous. Guys like I've loved you guys for like years, so this means a lot.
We are
this doesn't
old.
Feel real.
Well, it is. No, none of it's real, honey. It's all a simulation.
Oh yeah, did you used to watch you told me you used to watch it like
yeah. I remember like on Time Hop, like in 2016, it said like I posted something on Instagram, like I just paid all my bills, and then in the background is your guys' show. And I was like, holy shit, this is so crazy.
I think I'm gonna watch it when I'm if you know, God willing, in 10, 20 years, I'm going to rewatch it. I
you're
love
you're
the show.
You're watching the back of your eyelids in a wooden box, bitch.
You think I'm springing for a box? I'll just be a little ash wet, in the water.
Wet mud. Wet, wet mud.
Cover me in pig shit. It's a wrap.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks,
bye, guys.
Sarah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish.
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.